have smartphone videos destroyed the concept of the norm of professional horizontal video shooting? Yes and no. The fact that we consume media that way doesn't necessarily mean that it will be used as a new standard. It just means that it's easier to consume that way. The same way it's easier to order food, but I'm sure your best meals were homemade.
Oh God, I have my thoughts on this, because as humans, we see horizontally, like not this way, but in terms of user friendliness, it does make sense to have that, because having a wide phone, it's like now you have extra effort with two hands. But I don't think it has, as much as I kind of feel like it has, I don't think it actually has. I don't think it's ruined the norm of professional horizontal shooting. If anything, it's, for me, at least when I'm filming, I've become more cognizant of when I'm filming, I also, when I'm filming horizontal like this, I'm also cognizant of like, is there enough padding to make a horizontal video so I can do both the format that I like, wide, and then but also formatted that's contextual to the social platform that I'm gonna post it to. So if it's TikTok or Instagram Reels or YouTube Shorts, I wanna make sure that it's formatted to, I wanna make sure that it's formatted to be vertical. So if anything, it's made us have to do a little bit more work to do our messaging, because the reason of having vertical is that it just takes up more real estate, because you know, like the phone right now is the television, and if you're posting a horizontal video on Instagram, that means there's space for competitors or for the attention to be taken away. But if it's full vertical, it's just all the space. That's kind of why it makes sense, but I don't think it has. It's just given us more work to do, because now we have to format things.